I also had an extended conversation with Daryl James, author, publisher, and filmmaker based in L.A., and Talib Muhammad of Chicago Sankofa Movement, Social Justice Advocacy. Here's a snippet of what these brothers had to say.
I continue to be exasperated by the insults that the Democratic Party throws at Black people, particularly Black men. Like, the ways in which they think they have to communicate with us is an assumption that they can just go directly to the least of us, which will, you know, reach all of us. It's problematic. I mean, there's so many Black men who have nothing to do with rap music. So to use rap music is problematic, but to use them in the way that they continue to, like, you know, Biden wouldn't talk to Ice Cube, but he went and talked to Cardi B. And then Harris, Clinton, and another one, I think it may have been the Maxine Waters, decided to dance and talk with Megan Thee Stallion. I'm like, why aren't you talking about issues? Why aren't you talking about things that matter to us? Why do you have to go to the base of the culture and think that that's going to, you know, I mean, that video to me has an opposite effect to what they want, because it drove me away. It made me decide, and I'll say it because I'm going to keep saying it, I'm not voting anymore.
That's heavy.
Yeah, Brother Talib. The insults.
Yeah, absolutely. Brother Talib.
You know, it's funny. Again, we are the recipients constantly of narratives and of ideas that are designed to distract us from what's really important around us. Me personally, you know, I've always voted or not voted in my interest. You know, I've always looked upon voting as an option. And I always hated the fact that we put so much emphasis on voting and very little emphasis on action. And so we have been dealt. It was a time period where voting had a impact, because the politicians that, if we go back into Chicago, we can go back into the 1930s, when our politicians were William Dawson and Charles Mitchell, that were prominent, and they did things for our community. They specifically focused in, because it had any impact on anybody else's community. So it was about what was happening for Black people. And so when they got milked, extracted, hoodwinked into becoming a part of the political machine in Chicago and switching political parties, and it went away from interest and it went to straight up what we know today as simple politics, you know, which is really not about getting anything done. It's really about getting the optics that something is getting done while people are getting paid, while budgets are getting balanced or not, or whatever's happening behind the scenes. So when I see a video that's trying to get us back into this format, what it is is this. We have become a little bit more focused about what's happening in the streets. And we have become less and less concerned about what's happening in voting. So what do? When people are like, the heck with that, I don't care nothing about that no more. You do what? You create a narrative that says, hey, we need to get people back. You know, we need to show them that you need to have your voice at the polls again, because we have, when you look at the numbers in Chicago, they're dismal. Lori Lightfoot did not get voted in because of the Black community. She got voted in because of her attachment to the LGBTQ plus community. That's what got her into the office. And people who are empathetic to that community and empathetic to, I mean, she had a large constituency of white folks that put her in office. So that's where her commitment is. I mean, she can't deny when she looks in the mirror who she is. But the reality is that this is where we're at. And this narrative put out by videos like that is absolutely, I mean, it's disingenuous, but it's a plot. It's a plan. You know, it's designed to get us to do something that we're not doing. And you know, we realizing this voting thing is just not giving us the answers. And so people become very apathetic.